Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here, we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. Sometimes the difference between you and that leap that you seek is in the kind of questions you ask. As a software engineer, you should be asking questions, but I don't think it gets thrown around a lot that the quality of the questions you ask is also just as important. We'll be talking about that today. What's the difference between a good question and a great question? What makes the difference? Okay, let's say you are a baker, right? And I send you a mail. Hi, Janet, I like watching your cake videos and I've decided to get into baking. Can you help me with that? What should I do? I mean, as a baker, there are probably 1,001 things that the person could do. Should they enroll in a bake school? Should they learn by themselves? How best do they learn? Should they watch cookbooks? What do they want to start baking? Because I know you can bake cake, you can bake pastries, you can bake samosa. There are like 1,000 things that they probably could bake, right? So you are like, okay, where do I start from with this response? That's if you even have the time, right? I mean, because the question is so vague and it's looking like it's going to take so much of your time. As human beings, we tend to push things that would exhaust us. Just okay, I'm going to reply this mail later. However, if someone else sends a mail and is like, hey Janet, I love your videos on the things you bake. I found them so inspiring and I decided to learn to bake too. So I enrolled in this online cook school, but it wasn't really giving me what I want. So I bought a cookbook and I started to learn to bake chocolate cakes because I really love cakes. At some point though, I do think that I want to learn to bake pastries and samosa like you. Do you have any cookbooks recommendation? I realize that I love cookbooks better than online tutors. But that's probably because I haven't had the best experience learning online. Would you recommend any online course or any cookbook that you use? I would really appreciate a response back, but please take your time. Thank you. If I was Janet, my interest is so much piqued. One, you got inspired by me making videos on my baking, and then that inspired you to go out there and find an online school that you didn't like, but you still did something. And then it didn't work out, so you didn't just give up. You got a cookbook. But you also want my expert opinion, since I've been baking for a while. You want my expert opinion on a better resource, right? So I'm just so much more impressed, and I'll just be willing to help. It's just that simple. The difference between you and getting a great response is actually asking great questions. Questions are great, and you should be asking questions all the time. If you want to accelerate your career, if you want to, if you want to grow, you need to ask questions. At first, I wasn't asking questions when I started, which was bad. Then I started asking questions. But they weren't good questions. They weren't great questions. For instance, all my life, I've always worked remotely. Well, not all my life, but most of my jobs has always been remote jobs. And so I'm always communicating with my colleagues, my senior colleagues on Slack and remotely having Google calls. And I'll just sometimes when I am stuck and I need help, of course I had Stack Overflowed, I'd Googled, but I was still stuck. So I was like, you know, why not just reach out to someone who has gone through this? And I'm like, hey, do you have some time to spare? I need help with XYZ. And they're usually nice, you know. Devs are so nice and altruistic. That's why you should ask questions. But don't take advantage of their niceness and altruism by asking really vague questions. Anyways, I digress. So, and they're always really nice. And they're like, yeah, sure. Can we? And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. What do you need help with? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm trying to return some data from the query and it's just not working. And they're like, okay, can we have this call later? I'm either on a call or I'm working on something, but I'll Slack you when I am ready. And most times they just forgot to Slack me. And I usually feel like a nuisance having to, you know, Slack them multiple times to, you know, remind them that, hey, I'm still here. But sometimes I had to do that and eventually got on this call. But one thing I've realized is that usually took a bit of time and a bit of effort setting up those meetings. And I read this article about asking great questions and I started to wonder, was it because my question was so vague that it took a while to up on these calls? So I started to reframe my question. Instead of saying, hey, do you have some minutes to spare? I need help with XYZ. I just like, hey, do you have some minutes to spare? I need help with returning some products from the store database. I tried it on the PSQS shell and the command seems to work great, but I'm using the PG driver and I'm writing the query in VS Code and it's not returning. I was wondering if there was something wrong with the query and I just attached the query that I've written that works on the PSQL shell but is not working in my VS Code. And that I realized that I just started to get so much response. And sometimes we didn't even need to hop on a call, right? They can look at the code and be like, oh, you missed this thing. If you want to, you know, return query from your text editor, you have to write it differently. You are using the PG driver, it's different from the shell. And they just typed it in like 2 seconds and just made sense that, oh my God, thank you. We didn't have to up on a call. I didn't have to take their time. And yeah, that's what great questions does. It saves your time, it saves their time, and you get better, quicker responses. Even times when I had to up on calls, they're like, oh, I'll need to look at that. It was so much faster because they already know what they were coming into the call for. They already had an idea that, okay, we want to look at a PSQL code. She has tried this. So let's just, even if we have to look over that, but it just made it so much better. Asking great questions is a game changer, and I would definitely recommend 2 over 2. The thing is that when you ask questions that are vague, it also make us seem lazy. It make you seem lazy. At least that's what it did to me. When I'm asking that, oh, how do I return this from the DB? It's like returning a query from the database is all over the internet. It's all over Stack Overflow. So they are probably thinking, why is she asking me that? Why didn't she just check Stack Overflow? Also, we have so many codes in the database because it is not a new database, sorry, it's not a new code base, right? They've done some things as the senior dev and probably just fixing and adding new features. So it's like it's not novel. There are probably code in there that returns something from the database. It's like why hasn't she, you know, looked at those codes that already exist? So it makes you seem lazy. It's made me seem lazy now that I think about it, and when I came to realize that I wasn't asking good questions. But if I'd showed that, oh, I'd read the code, I've tried this, I've tried that, I visited this, and I showed all the ways that I tried to solve the problem and that the problem still persisted, it showed that it puts me in a good light that, okay, she's not lazy. She has actually put some effort. She has read the code. She has tried this, but it's still not working. So I need to step in as an expert. You know, in their heads, like, okay, I need to step in and help her out. That's just how it is. So you need to be asking great questions. Plus, asking really vague questions will at some point, like I said, devs are nice, they are altruistic. And even at this stage, I have some people asking me questions, and I'll never outrightly tell them that, oh, you know, that's a bad question, or, you know, I'm busy. I'll never outrightly say that. But I just tend to not respond fast enough, because I know that you probably want to ask, oh, I'm trying to center a button and it's not centering. Can you, what do I do? And it's just so vague, because I can't see the code. I can't see how you're trying to, you know, center it. And I'm just so confused, like, how to center anything is on the internet. I mean, I even have to check sometimes how to center things. It's there on the internet. It's not an obscure thing. It's not a novel problem. So then I'm wondering, why do you need my help? Did you even try to solve it? But when you're asking me, you know, I tried Flex, I tried Div, and this is a snapshot of my HTML code, my CSS code, but for some reason still not working. And I can say, oh, see, your class name, you missed, there's a typo. And they're like, oh my God, this is so stupid of me. But you know, that's normal. Everyone makes this typo. And I'm like, no, don't feel bad. Everyone makes typo. But I've seen the code and I can see that, oh, they've put so much effort. But it's just, you know, human mistake that is normal that they made. But if they didn't put that extra bit of information to make the question so great, I'm just thinking, why is this person asking me this question that is all over the internet? So yes, as a dev, you want to ask questions. But more importantly, you want to ask really great questions. Another thing I've come to also realize is that this is not just something that will help your career. It's important in your career, but generally in life, asking great questions just really sets you apart, because in a world where everyone is learning to ask questions, people are not being intentional about the kind of questions that they ask, right? So asking great questions will really set you apart. So yeah, you want to be asking great questions. Be intentional about the question. If you are talking to someone else, listen before you speak. Show the ways that you have tried to solve a problem. You have tried to, you know, make your own research. They're not asking about their own opinion about it. It's just so much better. It's just so much better. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please subscribe on whatever platform you are listening on, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.